African pension funds hold the key to continental transformation as industry leaders call for trust-based asset allocation revolution. Facilitator: Judge Dennis Davis. Panelists: Geraldine Fowler, IRFA Chairperson and Managing Director of GQM Fund Administrators, TLTD Brian Caridza, GEPF Nancy Andrews, IRFA Exco Member and Head of Legal, Discovery EB and Invest. Africa's retirement fund industry, controlling trillions of rands in collective assets, stands at a pivotal moment where building member trust could unlock the continent's greatest economic transformation in a generation, according to industry leaders at the Institute of Retirement Funds Africa, IRFA, 2025 annual conference. In a groundbreaking judicial-style panel discussion that challenged conventional thinking, pension fund leaders revealed how strategic asset allocation decisions, backed by member confidence and societal support, could address Africa's infrastructure deficit while delivering superior long-term returns for retirees. The trust imperative, from custodians to catalysts. Trust is the currency of our time, declared IRFA President Geraldine Fowler, addressing the continent's most influential retirement fund gathering. We are no longer just custodians of savings. We are catalysts of stability, architects of trust, and drivers of social and economic transformation. The conference unveiled what Fowler termed the African paradox. While Africa will house one in four people globally by 2050, making it the world's youngest continent, it simultaneously has the lowest retirement savings coverage globally. This demographic reality presents both unprecedented opportunity and urgent challenge for pension fund leaders seeking member mandate for transformative investments. Evidence-based impact, where trust meets returns. Judge Dennis Davis, moderating the panel with characteristic incisiveness, probed industry leaders on their track record of balancing fiduciary duty with societal impact. The response revealed compelling evidence that responsible asset allocation is not philanthropy but sound economics. Brian Caridza from the Government Employees Pension Fund, GEPF, emphasized that operational resilience forms the backbone of member trust. Members want to know one thing: will you pay me when payment is due, to the right person, on time, and under any circumstances? He stated. When we deliver on this promise consistently, we earn the right to their trust in our investment decisions. The Ghana Model, Blueprint for Trust-Based Transformation. The Ghana Infrastructure Investment Fund emerged as a compelling model for how retirement savings can be strategically channeled into infrastructure development while balancing financial returns with national development impact. This approach demonstrates how transparent communication about investment strategy can build member confidence in non-traditional asset allocations. Nancy Andrews, IRFA Executive Member and Head of Legal at Discovery EB and Invest, highlighted the collaborative regulatory environment that enables such innovations. South Africa's policy development framework gives our industry the opportunity to be part and parcel of reforms, she noted. Our regulators want to hear what we know about reform and how we want to take it forward. Three pillars for member-backed transformation. The conference identified three interconnected pillars essential for building the trust necessary to support transformative asset allocation. Operational excellence forms the foundation, requiring pension funds to demonstrate flawless execution of basic services before seeking member support for innovative investments. The recent two-pot system implementation, while successful, revealed capacity challenges that must be addressed to maintain member confidence. Impact investment strategy leverages environmental, social, and governance, ESG, principles as a compass to ensure growth is financial, ethical, and sustainable. Evidence shows that companies and funds embracing sustainability outperform over the long term, providing the business case for member support. Regulatory collaboration ensures that policy frameworks support rather than hinder innovative asset allocation while maintaining member protection. The industry's collaborative approach with regulators has proven effective in developing implementable legislation. The path forward: earning social license. Fowler's assessment was candid, While the industry deserves a passing grade for progress, it falls short of distinction. We need to separate what we have from what we need, she stated. Clean our house, and then deal with new challenges. The conference concluded with a clear mandate. Pension fund leaders must earn their social license to operate as transformation agents by first demonstrating operational excellence and transparent communication. Only then can they secure the member trust necessary to deploy Africa's pension assets as engines of continental development. Call to action. The IRFA 2025 conference issued three specific commitments for industry leaders. Invest for impact by boldly embedding ESG principles and using assets to fuel Africa's development. Strengthen operations by building resilient, transparent systems that sustain trust and protect member dignity. Shape reforms by proactively engaging with policymakers to expand coverage and support inclusive growth. As one delegate noted, tomorrow belongs to the people who prepare for it today. Africa's pension fund leaders are preparing not just for tomorrow, but for the decades to come, with member trust as their most valuable asset. Ends. Author at 2025 IRFA Conference Plus Posts Bio. This author does not have any more posts. Share on your socials.